loves the Lord, and we're honored to have him as our pastor. And I told him I'll stay here as long as the Lord lets me. This is the longest I've been anywhere, Brother Jeff, other than when I first started out. And I prayed. I said, Lord, as long as Jeff's over there, I want to stay. But it's not because of Jeff that I'm here. This church has got a place down in my soul, Brother Mallory. We talked this morning on the Lord is my shepherd. And I had that on my heart for the message this morning if I had to preach. And I told the Sunday school class down there, Darrell, some of them was down there, you know, as I was teaching on that this morning, it was hard not to preach. But we've got a good shepherd. I'm talking about our under shepherd. But we've got a great shepherd. Amen. He's the one that tends to me. He's the one that, y'all didn't know when I was young what I went through. Just a few of my closest friends know. But that great shepherd was the one that put me up under his arm. And he said, son, if you'll stay with me, I'll pull you close every now and then. I don't know if I can see to read this or not. But ain't you glad we got a great shepherd? As I told him this morning, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. That's a personal thing. That's something that you can count on, amen. You can't count on this world. My granddaughter had to leave, got sick a while ago. And y'all see what the world's done to her, don't you? You think my heart ain't broke? But God said, stay with me. I've already seen enough. Like Troy preached one time, to know how real he is. That, you know, the devil and the world wants to kick people down, but God wants to pick them up. He don't care what they look like, Sean. He don't care where they've been. He wants to do something for them, amen. I guess she had all she could take in the spirit tonight, but I believe she'll be back, don't y'all? How many times you been in places with me and you heard me pray for my family, my children, my grandchildren? You think that I hadn't got another prayer answered tonight? The devil said when she left, well, she was here, wasn't she? Glory to God. Amen. That's a start. Amen. You got to have a start before you can have a finish. Amen. Thank God. I'll try not to hold you too long. Titus 2, verse 11. You able to stand to your feet? Want to read 11 through 15 and we'll preach with the help of the Lord. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. You may be seated tonight. I want to give you about four or five things tonight that God's laid on our heart. I want to preach tonight with the help of the Lord some things that grace will do for us. Amen. Number one, he said in verse number 11, he said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. And let me know, Brother Tony, that he will reveal himself in the person of Jesus Christ through the Spirit of God. He'll let you know who he is and what he is. He's a part of the Godhead. It's God the Father. It's God the Son. It's God the Holy Ghost. And he will reveal himself unto us. Amen. Amen. Thank God for that. He appeared to me back in May of 1960 at Concord Ridge Baptist Church and let me know I was a sinner, a 9-year-old boy, that I need to be saved. Amen. He let me know that he'd save me. Amen. Now the Bible said the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared in all men. That means he reveals himself. The Bible teaches me about reveal. The word means reveal. And he'll make it clear to the sinner. So first of all, The grace of God reveal himself unto you. Verse number 12. We're going to hurry. He said, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. I told somebody, now this world will kick you down. It'll stop you down. It'll make you look like them if you want to walk with them. You're a preacher? Are you a Christian? It ought to show on you. By the way, Nick, it showed on you tonight, that journey you was. You can't see it. Don't you ever tell me that. I saw it on you, son. I'm proud of you. I'm proud he's our song leader. I'm proud of this church, amen. Well, pride, pride, pride. Let me tell you something. It's okay to be that kind of proud, amen. I'm proud of you, Alicia. I'm proud of my church. I'm proud of having deacon friends like Tony and Daryl and James, amen. I surround myself with people of God, amen. You can't live right and surround yourself with the world, amen. So verse 13, verse 12 said he'll reform you. In other words, he'll change you. You know, if I'd got what I deserved, Sean, I'd been in a reform school, all right. I was heading down the wrong road. But after I got saved, I got out a little while, Nancy. But God reformed me. When I got right this time, I stayed right, amen. I'm not bragging on me. I'm saying I'm bragging on the one that keeps me, that great keeper of the sheep. I'll never get off the sheep. Y'all heard me preach enough about the sheep. I'm going to move on. The Bible said we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. We can't do that in the flesh. That's not the listen, folks. We know that the devil's our enemy, but you know what my greatest trouble is? This flesh. Amen. He's the one that keeps me from living right, glory to God. He's the one that wants me to get my head and pop up and tell glory to God, I have more trouble with this flesh than I do the devil, amen. And I ain't challenging the devil. I ain't no match for him. But thanks be to God, we're going to get a new body. I like to left out of here this morning. Had a couple pastors call me this morning and said, you enjoy yourself? I said, you have no idea. I said, when Joe's them started singing, I've known them boys. I've known little old Bryce since he's that high. I preached revival over there when he was lost. And glory to God, his mom and dad said, pray for him that he get saved. I said, you keep bringing him to church and he'll get saved, amen. And he did, amen. And look at him today, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hollywood ain't got no talent more than we got in the house of God. We just need to use it, amen. Thanks be to God. Verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That lets me know I need to be ready, Brother Jeff. I need to be looking for him. A lot of people ain't looking for the Lord like I am, Brother Mallory. In other words, they must be thinking about the world too much. I go down the road sometimes. And you know, every day ain't a good day, folks. But it's a good day when you start talking to him. It always gets better, Brother Darrell. I say, Lord, I wonder if it's the day you're coming back. I look at them clouds. Me and Derwood were fishing over there at West Point, and he started talking about the clouds, and my hair was standing up on the back of my neck. He said, you get excited over a cloud. I said, I ain't getting excited about the cloud. I'm getting excited about the one that rides every cloud. It's in the book, amen. Woo, thank God. Y'all think I'm going over there and be any different? I ain't. I'm this way everywhere I go. I'm going to slow down one of these days. Brother Jeff and Brother Steve and Brother Sammy, he's standing over my body one day, but I won't be there, brother. By the way, I meant to ask you. I guess you know you got to help at my funeral. Thank God. Hey, there ain't but three men I'd even consider, amen. That's Sammy Hall and Steve Clayton and Jeff Clark. And you know why I considered them? It ain't about me, amen. Don't you tell them how good I've been. You tell them about the one that died for their sins. You tell them about the one that I represented. Mickey said, you're going to be preaching one of these days and you're just going to fall over. I said, what a way to go. Thank God. I said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. So I want to be ready, don't you? Sean, there'll be some that won't be ready. There's some that ain't living right. They ain't looking for. Verse 14, I'm hurrying, Nick. Get a song ready. who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He ought not to have to tell us when to do good. We ought to know what to do. But my God, you ought to know what, you ought to know the difference between right and wrong. You ought to know how to get up and preach to you every Sunday and tell you ought to live right. You should live right. You ought to know how to live right. If you don't come to God's house forever and you should, you're not right with God, and you tell him I said so. Amen. I've been doing this since I have been working. I'm not working now, but I have worked all my life. I still go into God's house, wasn't it, Brother Tony? Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, singings, revivals. Why? Because that's what we ought to do. Jesus told them one time, these things you ought to do, amen. How can you tell anybody to come to God's house if you ain't never here? I'd hate to invite somebody and I wasn't here. Where's Brother Randy? He's off preaching. Well, he probably is, or he'd be here. Glory to God, if I'm not here and I'm not sick, I'm in God's house. And you should be too. He said, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity. Thank God he didn't just forgive me for one sin. My sins are nailed to the cross.
Conversation,
but Randy will hear it. He said, it's time to go home. If you think I fear death, you're crazy. I'm not looking forward to it. I want to see the rest of my young and saved, but glory to God, if he takes me, it's his call, amen. We're redeemed. We're redeemed, amen. We're purchased by his blood. And 1 Peter, it wasn't just blood. It was the precious blood, amen.
Come on, Brother Nick.
These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. I'm glad sometimes he rebukes me. As a preacher, as a man of God that I try to be, I've had some great pastors rebuke me. Tell me, you shouldn't have said that. Be careful what you say to God's little children. And I thought I was okay. And all he does is give them good news and just try to build them up. Let me tell you what the Bible said. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men. It ain't about a preacher, right? It's about him, amen.
Mark chapter 2. And I'll close. Come on, Brother.
Mark chapter 2. The Bible says, it was known that Jesus was in the house.
Listen, folks, this ought to bless you. You know what the first thing they asked me? Vicki coming with you? I said, well, of course. She's always with me. I said, 90% of the time, if Vicki ain't with me, I'll tell you about it one day. Y'all understand, some of you know what we're going through, what we have to do. But I tell you, that woman does all she... I like the way you pray for me, man. But I'm going to tell you. Talks to me. She said, I can't go tonight. You gonna preach tonight? I said, I just might. And I
redeemed. And it's okay to be rebuked every now and then. Stand your feet. I'm not preaching. That's what God told me to preach on.